Start with Jeremy Cameron, the man who kicked five on the weekend against the Blues. He's kicked 50 or more now six times in his career in a season. So 62 in 2013, 63 in 2015, 53 in 2016, 76 in 2019, 65 in 2022, and 53 last year. But in round five, in a different role, he kicked six against the Roos, but 21 touches, and then 17 and five goals. Kicked his 600th goal. He's 31 years of age, just turned 31. Arguably the best player in the game right now. But I'm just wondering, is the best still in front of him?
Well, it's a scary proposition.
Yeah, scary proposition. And can we... I'm just wondering, if he was to retire now, how would we talk about him? But in 3 or 4 years' time, potentially five, can we talk about him as one of the all-time great forwards of our game? Like, you know, Buddy Franklin will be talked about as he's straight into legend status. Jeremy wouldn't be there now. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. But what can Jeremy get to in the next 4 or 5 years is the question I've got, because I still think there's more to come from Jeremy.
And if that prediction comes to fruition, would he be remembered amongst the all-time greats?
Yeah, that's what I'm getting to.
I feel like you're leaning towards that.
Because
if he kicks over 800, which if he played another 3 or 4 years, you're talking about 50 a year mark, that gets him to close to 800. That's Matthew Richardson territory.
Yeah, and
he's in rarefied air there.
Like Tommy Hawkins, special player. Jack Revolt, special player around the 800 mark. Pav, special player. I'm just wondering what...
Do you think Cameron's better than them?
I think he's got more ability. That the ability for Jeremy is just, I think it's rare. It's Buddy Franklin-esque.
Very interesting question.
So I'm just wondering what he may get to in the next 3 or 4 years.